From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. 10 members of a medical team are dead in northeastern Afghanistan. The team included 6 Americans, 2 Afghans, 1 German, and a Briton. The BBC's Quentin Somerville reports from Kabul the workers were traveling in a convoy that came under fire.
The convoy of 4 humanitarian vehicles had come under fire in northeastern Badakhshan province. A local police chief says robbery appears to have been the motive. However, the Taliban says it carried out the attacks, claiming the team were Christian missionaries and had with them Persian language Bibles. A Taliban spokesman also accused the workers of being American spies. The team, which was providing eye care and other medical help to locals, worked for International Assistance Mission, a Christian charity that has been working in Afghanistan since 1966. The charity denies that its team were missionaries.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Kabul. For a second straight day, Moscow is socked in by a layer of smog from wildfires burning in the region. It's prompted many residents to don masks since the smoke has penetrated their homes, malls, and even the subway. Peter Van Dyke is in Kolomna, about 75 miles southeast of Moscow.
They're reporting that the number of fires across the country are now up to about 850. So that's a significant increase on recent days. The heat wave continues. Temperatures in Moscow were around 100 degrees on Friday. So there's no real respite in sight.
Peter Van Dyke reporting. They've hit Control-Alt-Delete at Hewlett-Packard. The company's CEO is resigning, and the NPR's Carrie Kahn says it comes on the heels of a sexual harassment probe.
In a written statement made available by Hewlett-Packard, Mark Hurd said he was stepping down following an investigation into a claim of sexual harassment by a former contractor. While the investigation found that there were no violations of HP's sexual harassment policy, Hurd did say in the statement that he did not live up to the standards and principles of trust, respect, and integrity that he has espoused at HP. Investigators say there were violations of HP's standards of business conduct. No further information was released. The tech firm says it will begin a search for a new CEO and named its current chief financial officer in charge in the interim. HP also announced its preliminary third quarter results, which according to the company shows an 11% increase in profits over the same period last year. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Elena Kagan will be sworn in today for her new job as Supreme Court Justice. She'll take 2 oaths. One will be private, and one will be in front of her family, friends, and reporters. She succeeds retired Justice John Paul Stevens. After this afternoon's swearing-in, Kagan will be the 3rd woman currently on the High Court. She will join the bench for the start of the term in October. This is NPR News. President Obama says he's committed to Medicare for the long haul. And in his weekly radio address, he cited a new report from those overseeing Medicare that says changes to health care have made the program more financially sound.
According to this report, the steps we took this year to reform the health care system have put Medicare on a sounder financial footing. Reform has actually added at least a dozen years to the solvency of Medicare, the single longest extension in history.
Republicans are keeping an eye on the economy and say the administration would be making a mistake to raise taxes when unemployment remains high. Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam says letting a series of tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans expire on schedule in January would stall growth. Scientists are reporting a giant chunk of ice has broken off of a glacier in Greenland. NPR's Joe Palca reports the ice island is 4 times the size of Manhattan.
The ice broke off in the early morning hours of Thursday this week. Scientists say the ice chunk is 100 square miles in area and in some places as much as 600 feet thick. The Canadian Ice Service first spotted the event. Scientists at the University of Delaware used data from an Earth-observing satellite to calculate the size. The National Science Foundation-supported researchers say this is the largest chunk of ice to break from Greenland in nearly 50 years. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The International Space Station is undergoing repairs to its cooling system. 2 astronauts are in the middle of a spacewalk to replace a broken ammonia coolant pump, a job that's considered so tough it'll take 2 walks to complete it. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.